Yes, I'd like to leave this address on my rap channel. I'd like to say that for the next few years, I'm going to be living here with American Work and selling my artwork and going up to the two stores in this area. And then I'll be traveling to see my mom and my brother. And they come down here often too. So we have a good close type family, talking to my cousins off and on. They usually conversate more back with my mom. And but I leave them little messages and they get a little funnies about it. I was at one message and I said, "I'm still squirting, Arlie. I'm still squirting. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I'm still squirting." And I know that's how everybody feels, because my dad felt that way. He took some medicine about that issue when he was older, because he was a very handsome and strong man, even though he was so small. But he was very toned like me. He wasn't rounded like my brother in tone. And he took some medicine so he would shrink in his old age, and he wouldn't want to do that anymore. And I'm not that old yet, but when it comes to that day, when it, you know, down the road, when those urges get turned off, those things, sometimes they give you little medicines that make you an older man, and it turns you into one of those snapping turtle guys. And it's just a process of life, and you never really, you lose focus, and you constantly remind your kids you're not losing focus, and or they're not, or catch them when they do. And so that's the next couple years for me. I might be moving during those 2 years. I'm looking for a house here in Columbus, Georgia. I recently moved out of my mom and dad's house with them. I was finishing up my school and taking care of my northern family and my Midwest and Far West family, in my Casita, Georgia, and Mobile family. That's about our family of 40 right there. That's most people's size of their family is 40. So, you know, there's good testament to that in time. So we're doing good, and we have a lot of times we mention history when we're talking. Me and Charles were talking this evening. We were talking about the loop on the map and how that affects us and how those things coincide with us and how we need to focus on the loop in the map of the world to understand how to think and how to get gratitude for ourselves in life, what we do as ourselves, not as us and others, but just as ourselves. And in that, the loop disappears when you just become yourself. But while you're out there and you're looking for other people, the loop connects out there, and you see ideas what you might want to do out there in the loop. But then you need to learn to be the individual without the loop here and there, and have your schedule down to do your your task. And what's your task? Well, I think that's what big problem is in America. We have satellites that are tasked, and people think of the word task like a satellite, but task is more like an animal creature. Your task is what animal you look like and how you behave and how you would pick the orange juice out of the refrigerator. If I need it down low or up tall, it might be what kind of animal I think I might look like in some way or behave like when I was a child, and then I'm grown up, and then I can do my task, which is my animalistic properties to do in the schedule of life. So get a job and get into the behavioralisms after you have those animalistic idea thoughts in you. You want to get down to the behavioralisms and let the spirit penetrate into you, and that's how you're going to get from out of the loop into yourself. And make us ourselves rather than us and other people. So that's America today. That's the decisions everybody's making. That's all we're doing. There's nothing more than that. But doing a little bit of rest and maybe massaging your knees at night and some Epsom salts for your feet. Charles bought me some Epsom salts by for my feet. I really appreciate it. All right.